This is WAMU 88.5. I'm Natalie Year of Lifker. People with disabilities have long fought for the right to stay at home rather than institutions. Now, the Trump administration says states don't have to make that happen anymore. Stephanie Armour is a senior correspondent with our partner, KFF Health News. She spoke with a mother in Northern Virginia who is worried about what this change could mean for her family. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thanks so much for having me, Natalie.
So tell us about this family.
Amanda DeSimone Shabrack lives in Fairfax County with her son, Mason, and he's 12 and has moderate to severe autism. He doesn't speak and he needs 24/7 care.
He's 5'8" and 175 pounds, so he's a big boy. He's such a happy kid, loves music, loves movies. There's so much potential there if we can get him the right resources.
But lately, that's been a struggle. Amanda works three jobs, and she also relies on a home health care aide to help take care of Mason for about 30 hours a week. Virginia's Medicaid pays for that aid. But Amanda got a letter saying the agency was going to cut the hours the state covers for personal home care for Mason nearly in half.
It does take a toll on you emotionally, because I just don't know what the future will hold. If they keep cutting back more and more of the services, I don't know how much I can do on my own.
She's appealing. But in the meantime, Amanda's had to cover the difference herself out of pocket. And she says it's a lot, about $1,400 a month.
Wow.
This is a preview of the kind of pressure families will face if these cuts get worse.
So how could this announcement from the Justice Department lead to even more cuts for these services?
Well, back in 1999, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that states can't force people with disabilities into institutions if they can be reasonably supported living at home or in their communities. But this Justice Department issued a legal opinion that said states do not need to provide services to help make that happen. That's a big reversal. Every administration for more than a quarter century has supported the initial ruling, Republican and Democrats. The new DOJ opinion doesn't change existing law, but disability advocates worry this could weaken regulations that mandate integration for people with disabilities.
And how is the federal government responding to those concerns?
Well, I reached out to the Department of Health and Human Services, and their spokesperson, Emily Hilliard, said in an email that the agency would continue to enforce civil rights law. She added that people with disabilities will continue to be treated with dignity and have meaningful access to community services, and the Justice Department didn't respond to my request.
Are there any signs that advocates' fears are in fact coming true?
Actually, some states have filed lawsuits over paying for disability services, and they're already citing the DOJ opinion to bolster their cases.
Ooh.
And then there are the cuts to Medicaid. The Republican tax and spending law slashed federal contributions to the program, and the Congressional Budget Office estimates that Virginia will be one of the states hardest hit by the cuts. Its Medicaid enrollment could drop more than 20% over the next decade. And Amanda, she worries that more cuts could force her family to leave the U.S.
I hate to even think of that, taking Mason away from people here that do love and care for him.
Forced institutionalization led to neglect and involuntary sterilization. In the 1960s, nearly 30% of people with intellectual disabilities lived in state-run facilities. By 2021, it was fewer than 1%. Advocates worry that progress is now at risk.
That was Stephanie Armour with our partner KFF Health News. Thank you so much for joining us.